This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Well, it's travel mile collection time at Storage Swiss. Hi, I'm Charlie Hodges with Storage Switzerland, along with our founder and lead analyst, George Crump. And I think we're going to travel a lot of places in the coming months, especially you, George. Let's talk a little bit about your travel plans. Well, as always, some time in California.
Yeah, my home away from home, right? We'll be out there the 18th and 19th, I think it is, for an event that Micron is putting on, and then IBM. So Micron's in the morning and IBM's in the afternoon. A lot of focus around flash and SSDs and things like that. While we're out there, we'll probably visit a bunch of other storage folks. If you're a storage person happening to listen, I'd suggest you get on our calendar if you can. If you're a user of all things storage, stay tuned. We'll probably begin bringing you a lot of updates.
And then you have data protection workshops. This is, I think, your second year of those. Let's talk about some of the stuff that you do with TechTarget.
Yeah, so last year, as you know, we did the, I think it was 12-city tour on the data protection workshop. We focused a lot on process and making sure we got service level objectives set and things like that. This year, we're going to do something a little different. We'll cover service level objectives, but we're going to spend a lot more time on design. We want people to walk away with a design specifically to help solve some of their data protection woes. So we'll have a section on how to get more out of primary storage as it relates to data protection. We'll have a section on how to make your backup storage act more like primary storage. We'll have a section on how to leverage your data protection copies for other things like analytics, test dev, things like that. And then finally, we'll have a whole section on the cloud. I mean, obviously, the cloud's not new, but the things you can do with the cloud are pretty amazing. And we'll talk about disaster recovery as a service. We'll talk about file sync and share. We'll talk about all of the kind of things that people are hearing about and how and when they should begin to implement that stuff.
All the aspects about the cloud change basically on a weekly basis. You really have to spend a whole lot of time just to keep up with the new technology. So this helps people stay on top of what's coming up in the cloud.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is TechTarget gives me the freedom to be very vendor independent, very Switzerland-esque, you might say. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it's a very vendor neutral environment. I don't, you know, obviously there are vendor sponsors in the room, but they don't influence me at all. And, you know, I take that sort of very practical, down-to-earth implementation strategy that we're kind of known for and help people deploy these kind of designs into their data centers.
And the folks who are there are professionals. They are they're people who really want to know something. So you're not getting into a room with people who are just there to show up. I mean, you're in a room with folks who are pretty serious.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a range of folks. It's medium-sized to enterprise type of customers, but they're all IT professionals. For the most part, they're focused on data protection and availability and how to improve those areas. In fact, I'll tell you what I think what a lot of people are surprised with is how valuable the interaction is amongst your peers, let alone just listening to me. Just talking to other people that are going through the same struggles and challenges you are, a lot of times some really good ideas come out of that.
With the lunch that they have planned and everything else, so where people can get around and basically network, that may be as important as some of the information that you give, and what you give is pretty darned important.
Well, thanks, Charlie. I like to think so. But yeah, I think that networking piece is really, really nice. And then you can also go and visit the sponsors. We'll all have like little tables. You can go and visit them and talk to them one-on-one about their solutions. Usually a sponsor will bring in a local representative, so it's somebody that, you know, is right in your area that can help you out.
And to find out more about this, where do people go?
Go to the TechTarget Storage Decisions website. I would just Google Backup 2.0 Road Tour. And that came up for me, and there's we talk about, you know, there's registration there, and it kind of gives you an overview of what we're going to be talking about and things like that.
Or you can just click the link right under the player of this podcast if you're listening at StorageSwiss.com. One of the headlines we need to talk about this week, George, is that Brocade intends to acquire assets of Riverbed Steel App. What kind of impact will this have?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think the NetApp just bought a chunk of Riverbed as well. And so it seems to me like Brocade's kind of buying the rest of it. I think Brocade could do some stuff with the Steel App products, and it'll kind of work well into their IP strategy. But it's kind of now, I think they're just kind of picking the meat off the bones. I don't know. It's nothing to get overly excited about. It really, Brocade is going to have to prove that they can execute in this market.
I guess this just dovetails in on a lot of other acquisitions that we've had over the last maybe 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I think for Brocade, it's probably a very affordable purchase. I think for same with NetApp when they bought the deduplication capabilities, kind of the same deal. So I think they're it's not like these guys are going crazy buying a $1 billion company or anything. I think that, like I said, I think they're just kind of picking the meat off the bones here, and I don't really know what's left of Riverbed after all this.
Hey, George, Veeam had some pretty good news this week too.
We talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, about how Commvault was having trouble executing in the marketplace, and I talked a little bit about how, you know, backup is just tough and things like that. You know, Veeam has kind of the opposite story. they're executing like crazy. They're growing rapidly. Customer base is expanding rapidly. They're making money. They also kick back a couple of lawsuits that Symantec was trying to place on them, and those have all been dropped now. The Veeam has basically forced Symantec to drop a whole wide range of patent claims that were ruled invalid. So, you know, big victory for Veeam there, and, you know, big victory for them just executing in the market, in a market that, as we said last week, is really tough to compete in. And I think that Veeam has just sort of hit stride. They're very passionate people. I was joking with one of their key people over there, Doug Hazelman, and I said, yeah, I told another company that they should just hire you, and I told him it would cost them $1 million, and he said, that probably wouldn't do it. So, you know, very committed team over there, and I think that it's, they're really rolling.
That does it for our storage news update, our third one that we're doing. Check back every week at Storage Switzerland, and we'll go over more news that is developing in the storage industry. For George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.